4 p.m. for today is here.
Wicked. Thanks, Mel. You can send them in.
Hello. Hi. Welcome. I am Ronnie, and you must be... Great. Awesome. So I've got you on the agenda today for an introductory therapy session. Now, you tell me what you really want to call these. I call myself a psychotherapist, a counselor. I'm really just a mental health practitioner in general. I know some people are afraid of the word therapy. Sounds too clinical, too formal, too serious. So if you feel like counseling is what you want to go with, then that's more than okay with me, all right? I'm your therapist or your counselor, whatever you decide. Now, I know you found me from my website, but just to be clear, I want to reiterate things before we get fully into it. I specialize in a number of different therapies. DBT, PCT, CBT, all the T's. And one of my specialties is psychosexual education for adults. Now, judging by the email that you sent, I can imagine that's exactly what we're looking for today. All right, cool, no problem. So just to let you know, most sessions in general are about 50 minutes. Today we might be a little shorter than that, depending on, you know, how you feel. It is your introductory session, and counseling can be scary. Therapy can be scary. Mental health as a whole can be terrifying. So, you know, keep yourself safe. Only do this when you feel comfortable doing so. And let me know if there is anything that I can do for you to make this an easier transition. Now, I do want to go over a few ground rules before we start. Just a couple of things, and that is that anything you say within these four walls remains in these four walls. I do take notes, but those notes do not get out unless, you know, maybe you've got someone that needs these notes demanded. Maybe the courts, maybe police. I don't know what your business is outside of these four walls, but that's really the only main issue. Also, outside of that, I will have to break confidentiality if, you know, you may be of harm to yourself, of harm to anyone else, if someone that you know or have heard of is being abused, or, you know, even if you plan to commit grand theft auto, larceny, identity theft, fraud. You know, as long as you're not trying to, like, blow up a supermarket or something, we are all good. I won't really have to tell anyone anything that goes on in here. So, yeah. That's all. The space is yours. I'm literally here just to sort of help you understand your emotions, your feelings, and anything else that's going on for you. You have my undivided attention and my undying support. Yeah. Got it. Okay. All right, so from what I have heard, it sounds like you might have a little bit of trouble with control. Maybe instant gratification is going on there too, but control definitely seems to be lying beneath the current. I mean, please, these are your emotions, and correct me if I'm wrong for sure, but you tell me that every girl that's ever been with you has told you that they feel like they're being used. Just a toy for your enjoyment. So, it sounds like you may need to relinquish control. Maybe. Just a thought. I mean, you tell me. I don't know for sure, and you're the expert of your life here. I'm just along for the ride. So, considering the circumstances, I think it might be our best bet to subject you to some submission therapy. Now, every activity you do within these walls will be an invitation, not an instruction. You know, you tell me what you're comfortable with, and we only do that. But if you would like some more unconventional methods for change and progress, I truly need your fully informed consent. So, what today's activity would entail is you tying me up, me not being able to touch you. I'm helpless. I'm vulnerable. I can't do anything for myself. But you still have to obey my every word. And because we're working on that control, that instant gratification, you have to make me come before you do. And for every time you come before me, you have to make me come twice. How does that sound? Sounds good, huh? Now tell me. I need my big boy to use his words. Do you consent to this? Good. Here are your restraints, and please tie them gently. I've got other clients, and I don't need them questioning what goes on outside of their session when they see my wrists and my ankles and my chest. So, take those restraints and tie my wrists together behind the back of my chair. Gently, a little looser than that, yeah. And take the other set, and I need you to spread my thighs. Yeah, touch my knees and spread my thighs. And tie my ankles to the legs of the chair. If you're feeling so inclined, I mean, you can tie them all the way up to my knees so that my thighs are stuck open for you. Now, what you're gonna do now that I'm restrained is you're gonna get on your hands and knees right in front of me. And you're going to devour this cunt. I need you to push my skirt up. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, your hands are soft. And I need you to pull my panties to the side. And I need your tongue on my clit.
least I can't say you didn't know how to use your tongue properly. Fuck. I need you to take your hands and slide them on my thigh. I need you to please go right above my stomach. Right on the sides of my fuck. Of my belly button and just cross right there. Circles around my waist just like that. Fuck. Holy shit. While you do that, take one hand and squeeze my fucking nipple. Touch it, pinch it, pull it, please, 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 please. Fuck, I'm about to, I'm coming. Fuck. Okay, alright, now that we know that, you are fully capable of bringing a woman to orgasm, I need you to take off your pants, and we are going to get more immersed in this submission therapy than we were previously. And, you're gonna have to grab the lube out of that top drawer. Yeah. There's different size condoms in there too, so pick your size, put it on, and I want you to slather that thick cock of yours with all the lube that you need to penetrate the tight wall of this pulsating pussy. Stroke yourself just like that. Nice and slow for me, fuck. And now you're gonna come right in between my thighs. And you're going to slide yourself in. Tilt the chair back if you need to. Get as much leverage as you need to. And slide in. And out. Nice and slow. Just like I tell you. So proud of you for taking direction so well. Fuck, you must be proud of yourself. Shit. Oh, fuck that cock nice and deep into me. I wanna feel you even after you've left. And I'm sitting in here with the next person. talking to them about their problems. And all I can think of is that ache between my legs from you. From you fucking me so deep just minutes before. And this is exactly how you want every woman to feel after you fucked her into your mattress. Feeling like she had the best orgasm of her life. Like she can't live without you. Like you've carved yourself into her aching walls. Ruined her for anyone else. But making it so that she can't come without thinking of you. Of you ruining her. I know that's what you want. I know that's exactly what you want. Every woman crawling back to you on their fucking hands and knees. Begging you to fill them up again. That list starts with me. I need you to make me come. Make me come. Make me come harder than I've ever come before. You can't come until I come, so you might as well. You might as well. Oh, fuck, you learned that. Yeah, pay attention to my clit. Fuck. Rubbing his throat just like that. Fuck. You're gonna make me come so fast. Fuck.
God, so fucking sorry. Yeah, I've got like the body of a water gun.
I did not mean to squirt all over you, but that's your fault.
So how are you feeling? Better. Much better. Okay, thank God. So, also judging by your appearance, you probably want to leave and not take the full 15 minutes. Maybe you want to shower. Maybe you want to, like, disinfect yourself. But you do want to come back. Oh, that's great. So, should I book you in for weekly, bi-weekly, monthly? Oh, weekly. That's no problem. I can do that as soon as I get get out of these. What do you mean? Wait, where are you going? You mean you're not gonna help me out? All right, okay. Booking the weekly session. Same day, same time. Great. Hey Siri?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you message Melissa? I'm sort of tied up at the office again.